One thing I want to ask you about the Knicks.
Yes.
Because I know you were all tuned into it, and we got to see it up in Montreal as well. You know, the Knicks, we always talk about Tom Thibodeau and his rotation and this and that and, you know, how he runs guys into the ground. And there were certain guys who didn't play well. We know Jalen Brunson didn't have his best game. Josh Hart didn't really turn it on until the second half. Dante DiVincenzo sat for the fourth quarter, and Deuce McBride basically took over. Instant energy, plays good defense, and he was the one guy that kind of kept them in the game, I felt. But what I don't understand, and maybe you can explain this to me, in the middle of the season, OG Anunoby goes down.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the guy that comes in and replaces OG Anunoby?
Well, Hartenstein got a ton of minutes during that time, if that's what you're referring
well,
to.
Well, no, not him.
Oh, Precious Achiuwa.
Right. And so I look at the box score when the game's over, and I'm like, why isn't Achiuwa playing? I don't know. I don't know why he didn't play. This is my only criticism of what came out of game one, is that, you know, you're here playing in these playoffs with the number two seed in the NBA Eastern Conference. The reason for that is because of a guy like Precious Achiuwa, who saved your ass when you needed it saved. And he played his ass off this year. And I for the life of me, unless he's hurt or something that I don't know about, you only played eight guys if you are the Knicks. You are not going to last through the playoffs if you're only playing eight guys.
Yeah, I mean, this is something that could be a concern. I'm not going to say that it is now.
I'm already concerned. When I saw that, yeah. I was like, wow.
But there has a lot to do with matchups and things that the coach sees. And you got to remember, this was a team that has been built to come back, especially in the latter part of the season. So I actually love the fact that when things weren't going well, Tom Thibodeau stuck to his plan.
Well, he also sat DiVincenzo.
He did. That is true. But, for example, he didn't sit Josh Hart. I mean, this guy was as cold as ice.
Yeah, but you can't sit him.
Well, you could.
If a guy's missing
that many, you could. We've seen that before.
Well,
I mean, DiVincenzo's been a huge part of this team, and he had no problem sitting him. And so the fact that he has stuck with his guys, I trust him at this point. Like, I think, don't we give Tibbs the benefit of the doubt on the rotation at this point, don't we?
I mean, eight guys are playing.
Okay, they're the two seed and they're up 1-0 on the Sixers in the first round of the playoffs.
I said it was the only thing that I was questioning, is that Precious Achiuwa was a big part of the middle of this season when they needed wins and when they needed guys to come off the bench and pick up a role that they probably didn't expect to pick up. And, you know, he deserves to be a part of this as much as Dante DiVincenzo does, as much as Josh Hart does.
This is your story that you told me. So,
all right.
But do you guys, the only thing I'll say to the entry into it, you guys remember when that guy came in, or he called us, he said he had the Larry Johnson 4-point play ball. We had him come in and it was authenticated and everything else, and you were going to auction it off for the Boomer Esiason Foundation.
That's right. Yes.
Okay. So this has been in your possession now for a while.
For about a year and a half, 2 years, yes.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so, I guess you want me to talk about it. So, you know, Tammy Amaker, who works for me, and she handles all of our auction items and everything else, and we've been trying to track down Larry Johnson to sign this basketball.
Right, and he's been at the games.
Yeah, but it's just hard to, you know, he's like MIA. He's always moving, and nobody knows where he is, it doesn't seem like, and all this other stuff. So,
yeah.
Tammy was getting frustrated, you know, and I was getting frustrated. I was like, we got to get this thing signed, man. We got Booming Celebration coming up. We got to be able to auction this off. This would be a great auction item now, especially with the excitement around the Knicks.
That is correct, yeah.
So my CEO, Bob Plansker, took the ball from Tammy and asked, and I asked, Wally Zerbiak to take
Boring.
The ball, relax, take the ball, and maybe he can have it signed by Larry when he sees him at the Garden.
Perfect. So, you handed the ball.
I personally asked him to do
that. Right.
This.
So you handed the ball over to a friend that you trust. Hey, can you do me a solid?
Well, my CEO.
Yeah.
But I handed it first to my CEO, who knew what the ball was. Tammy knows what the ball is.
Yeah.
I know what the ball is. I told Wally what the ball was.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, Wally said, okay, I'll be more than happy to help, because Wally's great. He usually helps. He shows up to a lot of different events, and he's
a
sweet guy.
What a bore. If anybody can find Larry Johnson, it'll
be
Wally Zerbiak.
Right. So we gave the ball to Wally Zerbiak. So Wally Zerbiak, I don't think, really thought too much of the ball. because he brought it up to the Tao suite. And I guess there's some security personnel that work in that suite, and gave the ball to the security person to say, hey, when Larry Johnson comes up, can you have him sign this ball? Now, did Wally say to the security person it was the four-point ball?
Did he? I don't know.
I don't know either. But then I find out, here we are in Montreal. It's Thursday night. We're at a place called Gibby's, a great restaurant. And I would recommend it to anybody if you go to Old Montreal. It's a great steakhouse. So we're sitting there, and Bob says, oh, by the way, you know, I got an update on the Larry Johnson ball. I'm like, Jesus, this thing is like a pain in the ass. Like, what? Where is it? And he goes, that's exactly the update. Nobody knows where it is. And I'm like, what do you mean nobody knows where it is? Well, I gave it to Wally Szczerbiak, and on my way to giving it to Wally Szczerbiak, I actually got a $1,500 ticket in Manhasset somewhere because he was on his way to go meet Wally to give it to him at Publicans, and he must have made an illegal turn to get to where he had to go, and he ended up getting a $1,500 ticket because of this.
Okay.
Gives the ball to Wally. Wally takes it in, hands it to some stranger who I don't know, completely, you know, foobars the whole thing and doesn't take anything seriously. So now I got to call Tammy. And I said, Tammy, bad news. The four-point ball is gone. Do we have it insured? And she says, yes, we do have it insured.
Yeah, but I mean, that's now, a one-of-a-kind thing, though.
Yeah, I know. So now I got to call Wally back.
Really boring.
Okay. I got to call Wally back right now and say, hey, listen, you may get a call from an insurance adjuster because they're not just going to write us a check. You're going to have to tell this story. And I think, obviously we'll get involved with these people this morning and see if we can at least recoup some of the money that we believe that we have lost. And, you know, the question is did Wally give it to the guy at the security knowing what it was? And did the security guy say to Larry Johnson, hey, this is your 4-point ball? And then just Larry Johnson leave with it?
Yeah. Or did this, you don't want to accuse anybody of anything, but, or did the guy, you know, Wally say, hey, this is the 4-point ball when you see Larry have him sign it? And the guy's like, wait a second, this is a tremendous piece of memorabilia. Like, I'm going to go and sell this.
But
now,
there's one piece of the story that, you know, it also has to be told. Wally told me on Thursday night when I called him, or when he called me because I texted him, and then he called me, and he felt terrible about it. He goes, I didn't realize that was the 4-point ball. I said, you thought I was just giving you a basketball that had Larry Johnson sign it? Why? I mean, I could have Patrick.
Was that communicated to him or not?
Yeah, 100% it was communicated.
Because Plansker is a guy who doesn't mess around.
No, Plansker's buttoned up.
Right.
And he's even got text messages with Wally that started last year at this time. That's when that started. It started last year at this time.
What a dope.
And then Wally says to me something about, you know, COVID. I didn't see him. I'm like, COVID? I said, COVID's like 2020. This is 2023 we gave you the ball.